in Siman Mem Beis. We did Sef Gimel, but during the Mishaburas, we started them. The Holy Mishaburas of Katan Yud Beis. So a person was Mazman a suitor to use of a tefillah on the oilam. So the Mishaburah in Yud Beis, Yeshamim Davka Beferish. The definition of being Mazman to do it, the oilam, is only if you said explicitly you're doing it. If had to use it one time, we don't assume he necessarily means to continue to use it. Because these items, we're talking about a suitor over here, a suitor is not necessarily used for tefillin. The fact that you use it one time is not an indication that you plan to continue. Okay. But the Gaon assumes that unless you say otherwise, if you use it one time, we assume it has the intent is to continue to use it as such. The Shulchan Aruch's case, which is excluding, is in a case where you said explicitly, I do not plan to continue, I plan to use it temporarily, which that does not get a din of being Tashmish Kedusha. Now, if the person made a bag to hold tefillin for that purpose, or he told the Uman to make it for him, over there, even the person did not designate it and say explicitly he's planning to continue to use it, everybody agrees that has the status of a permanent designation unless otherwise set. Okay, then the person was mazmin it and he actually used it. But sorbe, and then he used it. Calls it a suitor, a kis shaloi. This halach applies to his suitor or to his kis. So the fact that he used it designates it, and it may not be used for other items. However, so if it's somebody else's suitor or somebody else's bag, and the fact that somebody, he used it does not designate it. LMK, gone a beggar, if he stole an item, and then he was cut it with a shinui, so by cutting the beggar, he's changing it. That's considered shini maisa, and therefore he's cutting it. And once he's cutting it, so it's his. Okay. Nudin. Cotton should serve a tefillin behakis. She's mina l'kach. Gam kainesu. So if you have a cotton who used the container for tefillin, which had been designated by a gadol, then the cotton used it. So that makes it aser. Awal davreshin hanesu hazmona l'chud k'mashi yisbar. A case where you do not need a maisa. All you need is a designation. So then we say that the hazmona of a katan is loiklum. The mice of a katan is something. So in a case where all you're missing is the mice, the katan can supply the mice. In the case where you're missing makshava, tens, or that's, you know, that katan can't do. Even if they explicitly said that that's what they're planning, it doesn't make a difference. Their decision does not have a binding status in Allah. Okay, so now a person designates a kiss, a suitor to use for tefillin. A, and then he uses it one time, it's also now to use it for something else. Okay, even though he only used it one time, which that is in a certain sense that's a very temporary type of a usage. So again, this is a case where the suitor had been designated to use for tefillin, and he used it one time.
Suitor
is a kerchief, a handkerchief.
a piece of cloth.
So since it had been designated to wrap tefillin in it, la'olam, that was, you know, either because he said that explicitly or we assume that. And then he used it stam without saying it's only temporary usage. So this ma'isa now combines with the machshava and it's considered awesome. Now, but even though he designated this sutr, if when he put it in, he said that I'm not planning to use it again right now. He may use it for chol afterwards. Now, v'im also kiss Hashem tefillin mitzor by tefillin chadazimna, tefillin manasa fanesh anachar kach. But if you took something which was made mamish for tefillin and used it one time, even though you're planning to not use it for tefillin afterwards, you'll use it later on. But one time right now you needed, so the person made a bag for tefillin. He was planning to later on use it at some point in time. And meanwhile, right now he needed it for one time. He said, I'll just put it now. I'll take it out afterwards. Not planning to keep the tefillin in there. Also, it's a mezuzah. You can't use a mezuzah anymore. So that's the case where you made it for tefillin purposes. What about it's already made? You added something to make it used for tefillin, make it look nicer. So over there, it's considered that it's been made for tefillin purposes, unless you would remove that extra ornament, whatever it is that you've added.
Okay.
So he said, also mitzvah, you can't use it for zuzi. Also, la'olam filo la'achrash, and he's calculating roi oil the tefillin the b'sarach kenisa. So something which is a tashish for kedusha cannot be used for a davar chol. And therefore, even though it's no longer roi to use it for kedusha either, it requires kenisa. So you can't take the kedusha down to a lower level. Okay. So you can't use it for zuzi. Tevzai. Mekayin shar dover. I feel that Rashi Yeshba kedusha. Even if someone has kedusha, kosher hu lamata mit tefillin. Even as long as any time where the level of kedusha is less than tefillin, you may not use it for that. Therefore, kigad mezuzah. You couldn't take the parsha written for the cloth but that's in it for tefillin and use it for mezuzah. Actually, you could. With that in it, you could, but if you wrote it for tefillin, you can't use it for mezuzah. Well, look at Zuzi Rak Mishum Sefer. So, why does Shulchan Aruch discuss that Zuzi, the many things, there's a bigger kiddush that you can't use something which is mamash kedusha for it. Kavacham, you can't use it for Zuzi. You can't use this bag for coins. You can't use this bag to hold a mezuzah. A mezuzah is a much bigger chiddush. So the reason why it discussed zuzi because it's contrasting it to the sefer, where the Shulchan Aruch says, but if you did not designate it forever, then you're allowed to use it for coins. There, the coins is clearly the bigger chiddush. Not only is a mezuzah mutter to use it, or you can even use it for coins. Fiza ain lost a sitter because shaymeyuchad mitkila the tefillin levat. So you have a kiss which is designated for tefillin purposes. The chadkila you designated for that purpose, not intend to use it for sitter also. Later on, you chap, why not store the sitter there? All? So that would be not allowed. Now, beginning lumchus bezek, even the regilim bezek, havikila kila histam mitkila b'chanal b'sekot nyanal. The only argument I can make is. Since it's very common for people to do this, so unless, it might be we might argue that it's considered as if you made a condition on it without it saying it explicitly that you plan to do that, because it's a very common thing to do. So that's a limit. He looks at it as a limit tzchus, like I said before, in Aleph. and therefore you should not do it. But you can't. You're not required to protest those who do because they have a limit schus. We can. So the limit schus over here is that you can find some argument to exonerate them for what they're doing.
What is the? I miss what you said.
They're putting the. They have a bag which is designated for tefillin,
uh-huh.
And then they start keeping a sitter in there.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't say explicitly when they made the tefillin or bought when they made the bag that they're making it for the purpose of the sitter also. Mm-hmm. So normally we'd say that if they said they're making it for tefillin, they didn't say they're making it for the sitter. So the car they can't use it for the sitter. So that should be the argument. You can't use it for the sitter. But you could argue, since it was very common to do that, even though they didn't say it explicitly, we assume that's what they had in mind.
I understand.
So he only looks at that as the limud zchus, not as the lechatchila.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, now, there comes a Ramah and says, you made it tonight, so b'chol inyan shori, yudzayin. Filo osa kis Hashem tefillin, v'gam tzor b'kviyas. Even though you made it for tefillin also, and you've used it not just one time but regularly. Sure, it's more to a kimish yisim yisasiya she yochel l'shanas kishal yitzah. Your tenai was that you might at some point in time just have to use it for something else. Excuse me. Tenai mahani. Now this tenai, does it allow you to after using it for tefillin then use it for something else? Does it allow you? So I've used it for tefillin now for 6 months, and I want to use it for something else instead. So that's one option. Second option is I use it for tefillin this morning, and later on I'll use it for money instead, not for tefillin, but for money instead. Or does it mean that I'm using it for tefillin and money simultaneously? All right. So this heter we're saying that tanai allows you. So how far do we take that? Obviously, the first level is the least kiddush. They're saying that tonight helps them. Once you use it for tefillin for X amount of time, and eventually you use it for something else. Okay, but it's no longer designated for tefillin. In the second scenario that we gave, it was using it for tefillin in the morning, and then use it for something else in the afternoon. Tomorrow you're going to use it for tefillin again. So it's really still designated for tefillin. And the chiddush is I'm allowed to argue that you're allowed to use it for something else also, but obviously not together with the tefillin. And the third case would be that I'm using it together with the tefillin for something else also. So which case is mutter? She says, "V'sanay ma'ana li'shtamish b'ma afilu ba'oydim b'ktushosin k'mashakosim b'simin kuvadal tzivches." So you can, even though they're still designated for the kedusha purpose, you can also use it for the chol purpose at the same time. The tanai will work for that. Ach, the tashrish m'gunu l'mahani tanai, but this heter doesn't work for a tashrish m'gunu. So I can't use it for something else. I can't use it for wrapping up my the ritzuas have kedusha on them. So I want to take the ritzuas tefillin and wrap something, tie it up with the ritzuas of the tefillin. Even you made it tonight, it doesn't help. It's a tashish maguna. I mean, mishtamish with it to use it to wrap something up. Every once in a while, you see kids playing with their father's mitzvahs, and making different things around their hands. So that would be a problem. That
their father's mitzvahs.
The example again: a child will be playing with somebody's mitzvahs, not playing with his own. He doesn't wear tefillin yet. Okay. Now. The next case of the Ramah was you have a cloth which is a ma'ubid, the shame tefillin. You can't write on it the rechel. Of all, l'haridu v'kdushasoy, k'goyin, l'itabalav mezuzash k'dushasoy kalim et tefillin, o'shar di v'tara. What do I feel all orshin is abid l'sev v'tara? But to use it for different chol, that's aser. But to use it for a lower level of kedusha,
into the Mishnah Berurah on Moshem Tefillin,
it didn't do Yudchas. You're right. Yudchas Hashem Tefillin. Hainu the Trusha Shel Tefillin. So you're to use it for tefillin. What does it mean to use it for tefillin? It means use it for the parshias. Then Aram Ayubah, the Mbatim Shal Rosh, Shal Yad, Aftain Chokha Kolob, Hashim, Mikomokam, Kuf Kedusha Mikri, Kol Shken Aram Ayubah, the Sefer Torah Mezuzah. So if it's true for the or for the Batim, for sure it's true for the or for the parshias and for the Sefer Torah and for Mezuzah. So now, we've been working with the assumption that Hazman Allah Milsahi.
I thought you said the parsha you could use for
the mezuzah. One second. So we've been working with the assumption that Asman Allah Milsahi, that just designating it is not significant. The Ramah come along and saying that the exception to that is when it was Muzman for Dabar, which is Guf Kedusha, not Tashvish Kedusha. So before we're talking about, we're designating the kiss to all the tefillin. So the kiss is a Tashvish for Kedusha. Here we're saying it has hazmana l'guf kedusha. This itself will be the kedusha itself. So then hazmana by guf kedusha, the Ramah said you do say hazmana milsi, and therefore an or which is cloud which is moved with the same tefillin, you cannot use it for divrechol. Different than the bag which is that's a tefillin, you could use for money. Okay, now so that which I can't use, but the Ramah did say that the yes I can't use it for is divrechol. So it's like this, that the fact that it's designated for Kedusha and you did a mite, and this is supposed to be the goof of Kedusha itself, that's significant enough that you can't use it for Chol. But to say that you must use it for Tefillin over Mezuzah, that not. So as far as that's concerned, even though someone is already Tefillin, you cannot be married to Mezuzah, that's already when it's Tefillin. Here it's not Tefillin yet. It's designated for Tefillin. So the Gabi Tefillin versus Mezuzah, you say Hazman Allah Milsihi. The gabi, the fact that it's a dover, it's goof kaddish. You can't use it for chol. For the gabi, that you say hazmana milsihi. So you split the hair and say the gabi, what level of kedusha? The fact that it's kaddish hazmana milsihi, it itself becomes the kedusha. So you can't say it's chol. You can't use it for chol anymore. What type of kedusha? That's already hazmana la milsihi. That's your test. Did you recall? I will read him a kedusha soi. Can look to below mezuzah. She kedusha soi kala mitvillin. I shared the return. Mutar fila al she inside with the same return. Fine. Kabel charmer for that which is inside for tefillin. We get how we do rishal chol. Most of the kosa al klaf amu but the same return. Im lo she has to include come on. You can't use the same return. The klaf of the same return to write again. Okay. So he said, "Ki agavna chav shua yaday ma'isa gomer." Now comes the Ramah. The Ramah says that this hazmona that we're saying that since it's for Gufa Kedusha is significant, is also only in conjunction with the fact that what the hazmona wasn't bepeh, it was b'ma'isa. Fugim mahayir imrak hazmona b'midibur ma'alma or shahayir rak tikun klav v'situtoy lishma. On one end, we can exclude Hazmana Bedibur. That's Kigav is excluding that over here. Thayyadei Ma'isa. On the other end, we're excluding that. That it wasn't a Ma'isa Gomer. Or on the other end, okay. But one is we're excluding Deber, and one is saying even if it's a Maisa, we're going to differentiate between a Maisa Gomer and a Maisa which is not Gomer. So what's an example of a Maisa Gomer? The Maisa Gomer is the Ibud is a Maisa Gomer. Your mom is changing the item. I made the lines in there for Sirta, the Kabbalah of the Sefer Torah. I did something the same Sefer Torah. Okay, so it's a Maisa, but it's not a Maisa Gomer. Now, the tikkun klaf probably means shaping it or something of that sort. So that's not considered ma'isa gomer, that your mamash have made the item for Sefer Torah purposes, or tefillin purposes. Then he said, if you're mamash and looking for kedusha, chof aleph, fukas one of the shmishah kedusha, going to see it's kisa tefillin, or ibud, or the mitzvah, shurak, the mishah kedusha, 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 the which is for a tashmish, if you didn't use it yet, it's not kodesh. So that quote of Ibn Or La'oris It's not your rabbi, it's Emma Sedek. So the Mishnah Berurah, however, Vayimber Locha should be on the Shlomo HaKamatchak, Yesh LaHakrim, Ibn Orla Mitzuvahs. Calling Orla Mitzuvahs a Hazmona for Tashrish Kedusha, as opposed to Hazmona for Kedusha itself. It could be that's considered an Ibud for Gufa Kedusha, being used for the Mitzuvahs as part of the Trillet. So he's not sure about that. Therefore, Shlomi Mokamat Chak, you shouldn't rely on that heter. Okay, it's Hazmona for Gufa Kedusha. I was one of Gufa Mitzvah. So we spoke about Guf Kedusha and Tashrish Kedusha. What about something which is Guf HaMitzvah? It doesn't have Kedusha, similar to the idea of Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs. But it's a mitzvah item. What's that called? What sentence does that have? So he's saying, excluding, I was one of the Guf HaMitzvah, going sitzes, shofar, lulav, sukkah, ner Chanukah. All these items are used for a mitzvah, and you're being masmah to use it for a mitzvah. There's not kedusha in the shofar. Shofar is not a dover which is Kaddish. Lulav isn't a dover which is Kaddish. Is designated for a mitzvah. That's called Guf HaMitzvah. Even though you did a ma'isa to make him that, doesn't make a difference. That's one of the law. In regards to goof mitzvah, we hold the one of the law milsi. The commandment says, "Mitzvah shem aches sef al b'hago." But this tamish behu chol af pali tonight. So there's no need for tonight. You can use it for chol. Right on the same chaval, but commandment says, "Kufandal sheish oid nafkimina ben kedusha the mitzvah." What happens when you're finished with it? It's not which is goof, which is mitzvah. It's a goof mitzvah. So loch is an olchiv of geniza. Something which is goof kedusha requires geniza afterwards. So tefillin, they have kedusha on them. When tefillin were out, you put them in geniza. Since they were out, you do not need to put them in geniza. Mr. Burr points out that the schach of a sukkah, you do not need to put in geniza. You can't throw it out there at Bizoyan, but you can wrap it up. That's the idea behind double wrapping is it itself is not a goof kedusha. It's just a goof mitzvah, or so it just can't be dealt with there at Bizoyan. So for that purpose, customer makel, double wrap it, so it's not really, sitting together with everything else in the garbage, so that's enough to say maybe that's not considered Bezoyan. So a person actually should know Machmir, because even though you double wrap it, but since it ends up in the garbage dump, which the whole mukham is a mukham, which is miyuchin for the purpose of the worm, which are not clean, etc. So maybe that is a derech Bezoyan. So that's where that argument comes from. So that's where the difference in being goof kedusha and goof mitzvah. So we say for this purpose, milsahi. After the sevail of Carmel and the mutal l'shanas hashal reish l'haridim k'dushos and mitam dasman alav milsahi. Now, l'chara, we have a stira. I just told you that a ma'isa gomer in someone says goof kedusha, we hold dasman milsahi. So l'chara, we designated the shalreish to be a shalreish. How can you switch it to a shayat? After shom hu goof kedusha. So the answer is, we already said this answer, that this level, even like this pshat, that a ma'isa gomer, a guf kedusha, a zman milsihi, that's only was a fukah, you can't use it for chol. But to use it for a lower level of kedusha, you could. So the shal roish, the shal yad is mutter. Shai tells him to al-kaponim, oisa behem kedusha ksas. Abul hachash, hala roish, alasas behem davr chol. He said, ma'azman hani milsa, excuse me, ma'ani azmana be guf kedusha. Okay, so that's how that fits with the flow of what the Rambam said, that you can't use it for Dover Chol, he stresses, but Dover Kaddish, you could. Fine. They disagree with this whole premise, and they say that even Guf Kedusha is one of the law of Milsahim. So they're being mako. They're saying hasmana la milsi. Even by double the guva kedusha, you say hasmana la milsi. We're being mak. We're saying hasmana milsi. You can't use it for chol. But al kaponim mahani tanai b'zeh. But that much I will accomplish, that the tanai will work. This is all talking about hazmana. You're designating it as the cloth to use for tefillin. But if you actually started writing tefillin, that's already a different. It comes guf kedusha. So now I take a piece of paper and I write divrei Torah on it. I can't use that item for chol now. Right. Now, so he gave an example of stam or kisvei kodesh. So kisvei kodesh, the kedusha is in the words. They're nitni kasev, the kedusha is in the words, and therefore once you wrote it, it's kodesh. You can't use it for anything else. Fine, but when it's tarshah b'al peh, which is written, so the kedusha is not in the words. The kedusha is the fact that we learn from it, because even though there's a hetzer to write it, v'ikar it's not in likase. So the kedusha is the fact that we learn from it. So if I have a sefer of navi, even though I didn't learn from it yet, the fact that it's written has kedushas navi. If I have a sefer shal gemara which has not been used yet, it's just been printed to use. Right, so that's the dion, that whether that would have the same level, have a din of kedusha yet, because it hasn't been used. So it's only hazmona for the purpose of learning from it. So the Chabad, they quote from the Chabad's Chaim that the Moshe Dishra brings them here from that the Chabad's Chaim in the letter said that it only has the din of hazmona. Or Shas, his example is the case of a Shas, which is written, only has the din of hazmona. Therefore, you could take out some of the pages from the extra pages and use it for something else. Even though this is designated to be a shas, you can use it for something else. Okay. Let's finish off the simon. Okay. Now, azmanei v'lo tzarbei, or tzarbei v'lo azmanei, if you designated you have, but you haven't used it, or you used it to wrap up money, to wrap up tefillin in it, but you have not designated it for tefillin purposes, so then you may use it for zuzi. So if you use it for tefillin, so let that be the designation now. No. I use it one time for tefillin. Even though I didn't say explicitly, it's only temporary. Each time, he didn't have the regular container available. He said, yeah, I don't need my tefillin, so now I'll wrap it with this. So it's clear that he's doing it not as a temporary, not as a permanent decision. It happens to be temporarily, and that was what's available. When his scholars say, is that fine? If your mom is using it all the time, that's what you use to wrap it. Or you plan to continue, so that itself is the hazmana. This now will be, there wasn't, you didn't designate it before you used it. The usage now will function as part as the hazmana and using it. You'll get both in him. But if you said explicitly, I'm not planning to keep it here, I'm not planning to make this a permanent designation, so unless you made it mamish, the shame tefillin, but it's already made, you use it for tefillin, you say explicitly, I'm not planning to make this permanent, so it does not get kedusha. You never designated it. So Charlotte made some mezuzi. So that means that the sudra is not kaddish. So eventually, I can use the sudra for money. Well, because manch at tefillin shom emidar hakavod laniach yachad shom gamos. You can't stick money in your tefillin bag. Together with your tefillin. What you could do is hang it on the outside, attached to the bag, which is, that's also using the bag for that purpose. But that is mutter because the bag wasn't muzman, so the bag is not kaddish. But it's a bizoin to the tefillin to use the same bag to hold money and to hold tefillin. Okay. So hold on, let's hold it here. I said, first sip is long. You know, let's do the sip, and we'll never leave Mishaburus for tomorrow. Okay. Simam Gimel. Then Echli Stai, but Tfilin becomes the basic kise. So, what do we do with Tfilin? Going into basic kise. In the Aleph. Also, the comes to basic kise. Kavua, Lahashtin, but Tfilin, Shaburusha. So, the act of being mashtin, of urinating, while he's wearing Tfilin is not osir. But to relieve himself for gedolim is aser. But if a person is in a basic kisei kavua, the derech is used for both of the things. So Chazal asered, even doing one, because he might come do the other. So it's also likanas the basic kisei kavua. The hashem and tefillin shabarosha. Gzeir Hashem yaseh behem tzrochav, because he might use it for tzrochav while he's wearing tefillin. However, if he's not wearing them but he's holding them, then it's mutter to be mashed in basic kisei kavua. Now, what about Oysa Tzorachu when he's holding it? We'll see. Now, Hagop. Panodavka kishem mashed in meyushuv. Delek lemechash and itzoytzis. This halacha. That we're saying it's mutter for him to be mashin under these circumstances is we're not afraid that anything of the meriglam will get onto the tefillin, okay? Because so what are we worried about? We're worried about if he's standing. So sometimes the meric lime sprays a little bit, and he has to clean it off with his hands. And then he's going to use those hands to touch the tefillin, and that's not proper. But if he's sitting, it doesn't go like that. It's much more controlled. We're not worried about that possibility. But if he's passing Merig Lime standing, also that's a problem. We're worried about the spray getting on his feet and he's going to clean off his feet, etc. So even as a basic kisei roi, which normally the person doesn't sit down, and basically he's a roi, but it happened to be a person, he found a place to relieve himself. But if he did it miyushev, or the dirt is very soft, and it's not going to spray out, it's just going to get absorbed, and not spray splash back onto his feet. So basically he's a roi is also mutter. The difference in roi and kavua is not intrinsic. It's because normally in kavua a person sits, and therefore it's mutter. And normally in a roi, a person stands, and it's going to be a problem of nitzaitzes. Basically, a roi mutter l'hashen behem k'shem b'roi shoy. So it comes out of a strange din. But if he's a roi, if he's wearing the tefillin, it's mutter. Because he's not going to touch the tefillin afterwards. He's going to touch the tefillin with his... even if he has the tzoytzes, we're not worried about the tefillin. He's being mashed and we wear tefillin. That's mutter. Maybe he'll do gedolim. He won't in a basic kisei roi. But if he does it standing, if he's holding the tefillin, so that's a problem, because he has to wipe his feet with the hand, which is then also holding tefillin. He might do that. And even if he's holding the tefillin wrapped up inside of a baguette, so we didn't let him do that. So what should he do? So he takes it off at least 4 amos away where he's planning to relieve himself, and he gives it to somebody else to hold. The Rambam is machmir, you cannot wear tefillin b'roshah while he's being mashed in, even if he's a case where he's basically kisei roy, and it would be theoretically there's no problem in the choices, but it's not proper to be mashed in while he's wearing tefillin. That's according to the Rambam. Yeah. Now, why is that? So the Shabur says, the Rambam holds that the derech is in a person, even when he's mashed on him, he passes gas. And it's also to pass gas while he's wearing tefillin. So even the basic kisei roy, that happens. So therefore, they did not allow him to wear tefillin while he is being mashed. So Mishnah Mechaber says, we should be at least the chatkil, we should chashish the dvorah.